The Guardian.
Troops are still showing no signs of leaving Gori in Georgia, despite Russian assurances that they had started to withdraw under a French brokered peace plan. Russian forces are supposed to be leaving Georgian territory under a truce led by French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Western countries have warned the Kremlin of unspecified consequences unless it fulfills its pledge. Shortly we'll hear from The Guardian's diplomatic editor Julian Borgia, who's in the Georgian capital Tbilisi. But first, Georgia's foreign minister, Katya Lashvili, gave her reaction to the Russian military presence.
We are in a ceasefire. We've committed ourselves to the full ceasefire, and then with that, to the full withdrawal of the forces, and that's the way we think we all shall go. And it's fully fulfilled by the Georgian side, and I can tell you it's not an easy decision. I mean, it's the affairs that we have in an ordinary people who are suffer directly now with not only actions of the Russian Federation Army per se, but then paramilitaries that they bought with them in the Georgian territory. It's very hard for people to stay calm and then not to respond with anything, at least maybe something hopeless, but then still with something, because it's very hard to see what's going on in your neighborhood when Russian militaries, paramilitaries come, they loot places, they execute people in the villages, and then, you know, it's a disastrous situation. So we have a full consciousness of understanding that we have to de-escalate situation. It's not only the expectation from the Georgian side that the Russian Federation has to obey itself with the, you know, letter of the agreement and spirit of the agreement, but then it's common expectation for that behavior from the whole international community, which we don't see that they fully understand, as it seems now.
I asked The Guardian's diplomatic editor, Julian Borgia, how much pressure NATO foreign ministers who are meeting today could put on the Kremlin to force troop withdrawal.
Well, limited pressure, I think the answer is. I think the best hope they have of putting pressure on Moscow is excluding Moscow from various clubs, from talks, sort of regular routine talks that they hold with NATO members, and also some of the Western members in NATO could also threaten to exclude Moscow from the G8 club. So it's really that sort of thing, exclusion from international institutions, of which NATO is one. It's the only real route of pressure, because there's no serious military pressure or economic sanctions that are likely to work.
In the meantime, there's still disagreement between Moscow and Tbilisi over whether or not Russia has begun withdrawing troops from Georgia at all, as promised.
Well, yes, and it's not just a disagreement between Moscow and Tbilisi. Moscow's claims to have pulled back don't really accord to eyewitnesses, journalists who've been in Gori and in South Ossetia, said they saw no sign of movement northwards back towards Russia at all.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.